You're awesome.
I feel like my part was overhyped by me standing here. I think I should have had a microphone in the crowd.
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck's up with your shirt.
I'm pretty much a Mad Master mixer. Like, you know what I'm talking about, DJ? I do a little bit on the side. I mix well.
All I'm seeing is... Go ahead. Well, the thing about the whole, like, surprise at your birthday party, play guitar thing is that I get all fucked up by this whole thing. I can't believe Jen sang in front of people. Yay! Is that the shit? I can't believe Jen's got a fucking awesome voice. Nobody ever told me. But that was unreal. The thing about my friends is that they're like the best people in the whole universe. And all of you guys, my friends, are like the most unreal people in the world, but I have this very small circle of people that put up with the fact that I never get to spend time with any of my friends. But I have this small circle of people that are just always there for me, and when bullshit happens, and when I fall apart, and when everything is just going fucking crazy, this small group of people is there for me, and they just pick me up, and they say, fuck you. You've gotten through worse. Fuck this. Who cares? Go on. And those people are George, Jen, whose lovely voice you got to experience during my car accident song, and Jeff here, who's been with me for years and years and years and holds me when I'm cold. He once wove a blanket of mohair.
And then we made a wrap.
For my toe.
And then we ate chicken.
Nobody else gets that, and that's why I love you so much. Nobody gets the "and then we ate chicken" except you and me. And we did eat chicken for lunch today, so full circle. It works on cows, too. And, of course, Cassandra, who's the most amazing person I've ever met in my whole life, has changed everything. And Christian, who puts up with all my shit, and I put up with all his shit. That's always fun. By the way, I have a bunch of your shit. And all the rest of you guys, we could be here all night, but you guys are incredible. And it's like, was it last year or two years? Last year on my birthday. Was it last year that you guys all fucked me up with the guitar thing? Or was that 2 years ago? 2 years ago, they all took me out to dinner, and this one lied to me. And I got there, and all my friends and my family were there, and they gave me guitar and steak and lobster. That was cool. Somebody called me during that whole emotional thing. It's Ruggy. We should call him back. Fuck you, you're not here, huh? I bet you were invited, too, some bitch. It's only because, yeah, he's out of the circle. Just because he has to wake up at 3 in the morning. Too. I'm going to be on the radio tomorrow if you guys get bored in the morning. And then I'm going to play at a Toyota dealership on Saturday just to solidify the fact that I don't actually deserve to be on the radio. So Jeff and I are going to do, actually, yeah, I'm doing like a 91X event at Toyota Carlsbad. So if you need a car, that would be a good time. Noon on Saturday. We're going to do one more song. And it's a song that we never played before.
Seriously, I'm out of tune. I got a tune.
All right.
Talk.
Tell them a story about Isaac.
Or you, or something. Just talk to the people.
Come on, Jefe!
Tell us all the bands you're in.
Whoever that was. He seemed to have personality. He's awesome. He's
change the world now!
Yeah, Jefe!
So I'm going to steal one of Pete's jokes. Does everybody here know each other? Because now would be a good time to introduce yourself to your neighbor. Maybe if you're going to go to the bathroom, it's in the back. But be sure to use the buddy system. Because you make it. See, there's nothing. They're not laughing. That was really.
Oh, Jen has a joke.
Okay, what do you call a fish without one eye?
What do you call a fish with not Jefe? Without one eye? No, I don't know. What?
Oh, that sucked.
It wasn't that great, but I can't top it. Because it's a family show, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's true. No, really. I'm all frozen up. I heard a joke from Tim Corley the other day.
From who?
From
who?
From Tim Corley. He's back in town, by the way. Apparently he left.
Did he lose more weight? Because that guy can't get any smaller.
But he, anyway. So yeah, he told me this joke.
End of story.
He said, so, right. So how do you get a clown off a swing?
Push over.
No, you hit him in the face with an axe.
This song is for my son. When the lights come up later, you can't really see it very well, but on this incredibly lewd birthday poster over here, there's a picture of my son on the left. That's actually me on the right in the dress. I wouldn't do that to my son. That's my mom's thing. But on the left, there's this picture of me and my son, and it's pretty fucking awesome. So you should take a look at it. And I have a flower behind my ear, which makes me look like a hippie and a woman. So you should check that out, too, because you only get to see that on Tuesdays, and I only do these on Thursdays. So this is a song for my son that I didn't write. Because not writing songs is apparently the way to go tonight.